This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University Sound Science, Emory medical oncologist Sagar Lunial discusses his research on new treatments for multiple myeloma. Myeloma is a cancer of the plasma cells, which live in the bone marrow. Healthy plasma cells make antibodies that protect us from antigens like bacteria and viruses. But in people with multiple myeloma, the plasma cells grow unchecked. Lunial.
When it continues to grow, it does a couple of things. Malignant cancer cells create this cycle where bone starts to be degraded. And that causes what we call lytic bone disease, or holes in the bones. We also know that these plasma cells that are cancerous crowd out the normal bone marrow, resulting in anemia, or a low platelet count, or a low white count.
These unregulated antibodies are then deposited in tissues. The result is heart dysfunction, liver dysfunction, kidney failure, and a higher risk of infection.
It's about 2 to 3 years was the prognosis probably 20 years ago. The median survival now is probably somewhere around 4 to 5 years. And if you look at people with good risk disease, it's over 10 years. We have a lot of patients over 10 years.
One of the keys to some patients' longevity, says Lunial, is enrollment in clinical trials and access to life-extending drugs. Roughly 50 or 100 patients were seen at Emory 10 years ago. Now that number has climbed to more than 850. Many of those patients are African Americans. In fact, multiple myeloma is more common in African Americans than in non-African Americans by a nearly 2-to-1 ratio. Lunial and his colleagues are trying to understand why.
We're going to collect actually blood samples on over 1,000 African Americans with myeloma and do what we call genome-wide survey. So sequence the entire genome and try and identify genes that appear to associate with this higher incidence of myeloma in African Americans.
The researchers are also focusing on combining new drugs and noting the order in which the drugs are delivered to patients.
It turns out that sequence of administration may be very important because you may block the effect of your second drug if the first drug is given out of order. The likelihood of a single drug working by itself is pretty low. And that's because these are complicated diseases that have multiple genetic abnormalities and multiple dysregulated signaling pathways.
For many Southerners, especially African Americans, having a multiple myeloma center nearby has also made a difference.
You know, the big myeloma centers in the past have been places like the Farber in Boston and Mayo in Minnesota. Neither of them have a lot of African Americans that live there. And so we are uniquely positioned to help try and identify what those genes are and why there seems to be a higher incidence. Our hopes are that that's a resource for the entire state, that by having access to these trials, patients in the state of Georgia or near the state of Georgia, that they will not have to travel to all ends of the earth to get these drugs. They can get them here now.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.